Hey, I'm excited about this next conversation. Whenever you have the opportunity to speak with a licensed psychotherapist, Paul, my recommendation is you do it. joining us on the telephone right now, Donna Torney. Her book is entitled Mindfulness for Emerging Adults. And Donna, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for being available.
Thanks for having me on.
Let me ask you, the word mindfulness, it seems to be a bit of a buzzword in the media. What exactly is mindfulness?
Yes, well, it is in danger of becoming a buzzword, and I want to try to stop that from happening.
Right, really right. Let's stop that train in its tracks, right?
Yeah, it's a really important concept for the digital age. So the definition I use is mindfulness is just bringing your attention back to the present moment over and over, and also there's an element of dropping judgments we might have. And it's a really important concept for us in the digital age when we're just so distracted and spread so thin.
You know, I think a perfect example of that level of distractedness is, staring us right in the face here in Maine as we continue to contend with what have been the most widespread power outages in the history of our state. We have seen a number of different municipalities and local organizations step forward to offer not just places for us to shelter or to find warmth or to be able to take a nice hot shower, but everybody's been looking for a so-called charging station. I need to have my mobile device. I need to get back online.
It's like internet refugee camp, right?
Yeah. Sort of, yeah. you talk in the book about wanting to live in your body. What do you mean by that? I mean, don't we all live in our bodies? We don't even have a choice, do we?
Well, we're trying really, really hard not to, if you take a look around. And what I was seeing in my practice, especially with the young adult population, people in their 20s and early 30s, is that they were forgetting that they're human. And it was causing a lot of loneliness and disconnection, even though we're connected all the time. This funny paradox we're facing.
Yes, indeed it is. And I think some of the information that you provide in your book, Mindfulness for Emerging Adults, is incredibly valuable to individuals who are looking to find that level of connectedness. How does the notion that we are in this digital age make this a much greater challenge for people to be able to find true meaning?
Well, you know, I'll give you an example of, in the book, I try to consolidate the themes I was hearing in my private practice. And so what I was hearing was, even though young adults are connected 24/7 and they can text their friends any time of day or night or look on Facebook and see what everyone's doing any time of the day or night, that they were feeling really kind of left out. So it's hard to find meaning when you are constantly comparing yourself to this kind of cult of Facebook.
The idea that how we present ourselves in the social media sphere being really completely different from who we actually are. I mean, you never see, I shouldn't say this. I was going to say you never see anybody posting about the some of the more mundane parts of their life or some of the more negative parts of their existence. But it seems like we see sort of the opposite ends of the spectrum here. Either somebody's life looks amazing, incredible. To say the grass looks greener over there would be an understatement. But then you also have people who seem to be sharing essentially, significant amounts of discouragement and despair. But aren't both of these ends of the spectrum looking for a level of acceptance from the broader social media realm?
Yeah, it's sort of like a cry for help in a way, the way you just described it. And it's funny, I was having a conversation just last night with somebody who said they were looking at their ex-boyfriend's Facebook feed and feeling really discouraged because they couldn't heal. They just felt like they couldn't get away from him and start over. And so, you know, that's a new phenomenon, too, that I know I didn't have to deal with when I was a young adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the simple fact of the matter is, if that's what that individual is choosing to do, if they choose to continue to revisit that Facebook presence, they aren't allowing themselves that opportunity for reassessment, for introspection, and especially at the time of the breakup of a personal relationship, you absolutely owe that to yourself, don't you?
Yeah, but for some reason, it's just so hard to look away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've heard this term FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yes.
So I think at some level, these young adults know, yeah, it would be better for me if I, you know, stayed off Facebook for a while, but that's how they connect. And so there's this fear if I don't check in on Facebook, I'm going to miss something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I just heard the other day too, we could talk about digital dating, somebody who wanted to get back out there and move on, and she went on Tinder and saw, again, an ex-partner's profile, and it was just sort of, it was a setback, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry, go
right
ahead.
All these things conspire to take us out of the here and now, and it's hard to kind of move forward, and you know, people are feeling like, you know, they're the only ones who are feeling this way because there's no human connection. But what I want to do in the book is remind people that you're not alone, that these feelings are normal. And it's normal to kind of feel, you know, a little ungrounded in your young adult years.
Donna, in the book, you talk about motivation and its importance as a life skill. Motivation can be a difficult thing to come by, especially if you're engaged in this constant comparison against every other individual that happens to be part of your social media sphere. How do you is it necessary to separate yourself from that social media existence to begin to refocus on yourself and what is a direct and immediate to your own personal existence, to be able to re-engage and to create a level of motivation to propel you forward?
Yeah, so what I'm finding is that, you know, there's this level of, like a higher level of feeling isolated and overwhelmed than maybe the past few generations of emerging adults. And there's a lot of reasons why this group is experiencing those kinds of emotions, partly because it's so hard to make a living and make ends meet. So many emerging adults I'm talking with are working two or three jobs just to pay bills, or they're stressed out from their student debt. And, you know, the fact is that the minimum wage has not kept up with the pace of inflation for the past few decades. So it is harder for this group to kind of establish themselves. So staying motivated is tricky. And the other thing I talk about in terms of motivation is I try to motivate emerging adults to use mindfulness. I think most emerging adults, when they think about mindfulness and meditation, might think, ugh, I don't have time for that. It's going to make me lose my edge. I have to stay ambitious. But the fact is that these mindfulness practices can actually help you connect, help you communicate better, and reach your goals.
We're speaking with Donna Torney, the book Mindfulness for Emerging Adults. And that's an age group that's roughly defined as, 18 to 33, Donna?
Yeah, roughly around there.
Okay. The tools that you develop during that time frame are really creating a significant foundation for you as you move forward into later adulthood and then into older age as well, right? I mean, this is all part of an ongoing development process where we have to have a level of self-awareness that in many instances people are not allowing themselves to develop.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because the good news, it's not all bleak.
Yay!
The good news is that we know now through advances in neuroscience that any time in our life we can kind of go back and heal old wounds and change the way our nervous system is controlling our lives and kind of take control of our stress.
Donna, the idea that people can take control of their own lives is one that perhaps not enough of us are paying attention to. The information that you provide here in your book, I believe, is in fact invaluable. And if somebody is having a hard time making a transition, I think this is a read that they really need to take time to avail themselves to. Mindfulness for Emerging Adults, the subtitle, Finding Balance, Belonging, Focus, and Meaning in the Digital Age. Donna Torney, the author, and as I mentioned, a licensed psychotherapist. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your efforts in compiling this information and making it available to people. You have a great presence online. Can you tell us just a little bit about mindfulhub.com? We'll share a link on our Facebook page, the Pulse AM 620 on Facebook.
Yes, great. Thank you. Yeah, mindfulhub.com was sort of a labor of love of mine. And my goal was to, start a dialogue about mindfulness in day-to-day life for busy people who might not have time to go away to a meditation retreat. And so it's really for, you know, parents, young adults, healthcare providers. I share a lot of quick and easy ways to incorporate mindfulness into daily life.
We're putting a link up right now to mindfulhub.com. Author and psychotherapist Donna Torney, thank you for being available this morning. We appreciate you being so generous with your time, and we certainly appreciate the work that's gone into your book, Mindfulness for Emerging Adults.